Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Isaiah chapter 66, verses 22 through 24. As the new heavens and the new earth that I make will endure before me, declares the Lord, so will your name and descendants endure. From one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, all mankind will come and bow down before me, says the Lord. And they will go out and look on the dead bodies of those who rebelled against me. The worms that eat them will not die. The fire that burns them will not be quenched. And they will be loathsome to all mankind. Heaven and Hell. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Has anyone ever told you they have some good news and they have some bad news? A person will usually follow up that statement with the question, which do you want to hear first? In this section of our reading, Isaiah starts with some good news and finishes with some bad news. First, the good news. As the new heavens and the new earth that I make will endure before me, so your name and descendants will endure. This verse tells us that some people, when they die, will live with Jesus forever in heaven. Heaven is a perfect place with no sadness, no pain, and those who live there will joyfully worship and praise God for eternity. Now the bad news. The fire that burns them will not be quenched, and they will be loathsome to all mankind. This verse shows us that some people, when they die, will live forever in hell. Hell is the worst place imaginable and is filled with only pain and suffering that will never end. When talking about heaven and hell, an important question for us to ask is, how can we be among those who will go to heaven? It doesn't matter what you look like, how good you are, or where you live. The answer to this question lies in the heart of every person. Those who have been given the gift of faith and believe Jesus died and rose from the dead to save them from their sins will live with him forever in heaven. Those who refuse to believe in Jesus as their Savior will spend eternity in hell. That is a hard truth for us to hear, but it is an important fact for us to know. As believers in Jesus, we look forward to the day we will live with Jesus forever in heaven. Until that day, we strive to be faithful in studying God's Word so our faith can be strengthened. We also want to tell others about Jesus so that they may believe and live with us in heaven one day. We bow our heads, fold our hands, and pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for the gift of faith so that we may live with you forever in heaven. Help us to be students of your word our whole lives and to tell others the good news that you died on the cross to save them from their sins. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.